this is something really nice.
It is nice. We remember the end of World War One. Well, we weren't alive, but we always remember it on Anzac Day and other days throughout the year, Remembrance Day. But it ended in November 1918, which will be 100 years next year. So they're calling for people to help actually knit poppies, 60,000 of them. What's the significance of that? Because that's the number killed. Out of the 416,809 men who enlisted, 60,000 were killed. So they want to do that, and they want to do a few other things as well. So they need knitters. Lynn Berry is the organiser of the 5,000 Poppies Project and joins us right now. Morning, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How big are these poppies?
Thanks for having me.
No, nice to have you on the show. How big are the poppies?
How big are they in terms of the size of the installations or the size of the poppies themselves?
Yeah, the size of the poppy that I'd have to knit.
Yeah, somewhere between 7 and 9 centimetres.
Okay, so if you're a proficient sewer, how many could you knock off in a night?
Well, I'm able to do probably somewhere around about 20
wow.
in an evening.
That's pretty cool.
I know, it's huge.
That is
Some
good.
Of the patterns are very, very easy to follow.
Yep, so and, even if you're not a great knitter, you should be able to survive even if you're a basic knitter?
Absolutely. A couple of the patterns on the blog are very basic.
Cool.
So just knit two, purl two, or garter stitch, and your listeners will know what that means.
Say that again, Lynn. I love that lingo. say it again, Lynn. Lynn?
Knit two, purl two, and garter stitch.
Love that. Basil actually
but
studied knitting.
There's also plenty of crocheted poppy patterns around as well. So they're all on the blog.
What are you going to do with them all? What's the idea behind it?
We're putting the 60,000 plus onto stems. So we're also knitting stems, but that's being done at Poppy Headquarters in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll attach the poppies to them and we will plant them at the War Memorial next year for Remembrance Day.
Wow.
It will be spectacular.
It will be spectacular indeed. How do I get involved if I can knit? I can't, unfortunately.
We have lots of patterns on the 5,000 Poppies blog. So if you just Google 5,000 Poppies, you'll find us. It's pretty easy. We've also got a Facebook group, which is also 5,000 Poppies. So you can join us on that if you want to. There's lots of patterns around. There's lots of interaction with other poppy makers. There are plenty of people making poppies in Perth, so you might be able to connect up there.
Excellent.
There's also a local project going in Perth as well through the RSL. So if you wanted to make poppies for us and make poppies for the local project, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of ways to get in touch with us. But I guess the thing is, this is like a call to arms as well. So we look forward to having people join us.
Good on you, Lynn. How long have you been knitting?
I've been knitting since I was about 5 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, well done.
Yes.
A jumper a year.
And I'm now 21.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a great idea, Lynn. Good on you. Congratulations. And we've got the details here. If anybody wants to phone through, we'll certainly pass them on. Thanks for your time this morning and good luck with it.
Thank you so very much, gentlemen.
Good on you. Lynn Berry there, organiser of 5,000 Poppies.